Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started.
What to do after a failed launch, or maybe after a season of failed launches, especially after you've been successful with launches before. I think perhaps it's even worse when you have a failed launch after you've had really successful ones. And this is where I see people completely spin out unnecessarily. And that's what I want to help you with today. This is the Kelly Roach Show, where you come to learn how to build a faith-filled multi-million dollar empire and lead with putting your family first while you do it. And most importantly, we build peaceful and profitable businesses around here. That's what we're here to do. So today we're talking about this idea of what to do after a failed launch. And this came up and started really coming up for me huge, probably about maybe 9 months ago. I kept hearing from really successful entrepreneurs, both acquaintances and friends of mine, as well as past clients of mine, that they were really struggling with their launches. And everybody was kind of scratching their heads and saying, you know how to launch. I've been successful before. These are people that had done $500,000 launches, $1 million launches, some of them over $1 million in the past. So these are not amateur people. And, you know, obviously you all have heard me talk very openly about all the market changes. I just presented, you know, almost 9 hours of content on the Live Launch Evolution recently, talking about how to change your launches, update your launches, reframe your launches for success in 2024. And the results are in, and our clients are crushing it like I've never seen before. It's absolutely insane. The numbers that they're putting up are really like looking like 2021 kind of numbers, and even earlier than that. So it's a really fun season right now. But here's the thing. You know, it's really important to understand as an entrepreneur that just because you have success at something for a period of time doesn't mean that it's going to remain the same, right? In fact, the only constant in entrepreneurship is change. And I think one of the most important things that I learned, especially in the sales and marketing space, is that while the basics remain timeless and they never change, that's why I love things like the Miracle Hour and you know, focusing on consultations and the principal concept of launching, those timeless principles never change. But the tactics that you're using and the order and the context and the way that you're using them, they are constantly evolving. And what happens so many times in entrepreneurship is, you know, things stop working, we work really hard, we innovate, we finally figure out how to get them working again, we get them working again, and then we're like, yes, this is it, we're set, amazing, it feels so good for like 30 seconds, and then you have to change again. It stops working again. You're like, what? I just spent 6 months fixing this thing. So here's the deal, right? So much of sustaining a top 1% business is in the mental game of the entrepreneur. And you all know this. You've heard me talk about it so much. But it really is. It's your belief set. It's your mindset. It's your mental toughness. It's your recovery rate. These are the things that determine your success long term, because otherwise you just burn out and end up either shutting it down or quitting, right? So the only alternative is really up-leveling, I'll call it your business athleticism. Business athleticism. You know, I've said for so many years now, you have to train for your business like an athlete trains for their sport, and it's never been more true. So here's the thing, right? If you are in the launch game, you will have successful and failed launches even when you're great at launching. I want to repeat that again. When you're in the launch game, you will have successful and failed launches, even if you've already had success at launching, even if you are an expert at launching. I've said this before. I don't think people ever really like listen to me or hear me what I'm like saying, but I'm going to say it again. I've had failed launches after I've had dozens of wildly successful launches. I've done multi-million dollar launches. And after I've done multi-million dollar launches, I've had launches that maybe only did 500,000. I've had failed launches in the span of time since I developed Live Launch. And I've had multi-million dollar launches in the time since I developed Live Launch. And here's the thing to remember. There are hundreds of dynamics at play every time you launch. And it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube, except there is no perfect alignment that you're ever going to create. There are so many things that impact the outcome of your launch. And I'll give a great example. We are, in Kairos, right? Right before Kairos, what happened? There was a Instagram and Facebook outage, right? And so all of our ads turned off. All of our team was locked out of their accounts. We, basically lost full productivity for, a half a day, right? And so what does that mean? Well, that means obviously mathematically that impacts every other variable in the launch, from lead gen to lead nurture to engagement and so on and so forth, right? Now, luckily for us, we've been around the block, so many times we've had it all happen. So at this point, it's not a big deal. But the thing is that there are hundreds of variables at play every time you launch. And we are meaning-making machines. And when something doesn't go the way that in our minds we had anticipated that it was going to go, or we planned that we wanted it to go, or whatever the case, many times we like instantly begin to put so much meaning to that. Even association with our capability, our competency. I mean, heck, I've seen people change their entire trajectory of their business or their business goals or their programming because of a failed launch. And these are people that had already had successful launches, right? Because they gave so much meaning and so much power to the nuance that just so happened to couple with another nuance that resulted in them not performing in a launch. And the most dangerous thing that you can do when it comes to the scale game is to insert your emotions and start making decisions based on emotion instead of strategy and intuition, right? And strategy and intuition is very different than emotion, right? Because you want to leverage your senses, you want to leverage your intellect, you want to leverage the wisdom that resides in your body, and you also want to marry that with strategy. But the moment that the decisions are now coming based on emotion, that's where you take yourself out of the game. And I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs recently that, I was sitting down with very successful entrepreneurs that were like, I'm not sure I'm going to set this goal anymore. I used to want to do this with my business. I don't know if I want to do that anymore. I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can do that. And I'm like, well, why? Like, what do you mean, right? And they're like, well, launching has just been really hard and complicated, and things haven't gone that well. And last year, my launches didn't perform that well. And I'm like, wait a second, right? You can't make major life decisions that change like your entire trajectory of your business, which then impacts your family, your children, your life, your everything, based on I had a failed launch or three failed launches 1 year, right? If you think about the span of your life and you think about the things that you're going to do in your life, right? And you think about launching as a component of your business growth strategy, when you have a failure in launch, you have to be able to remove the emotion and identify objectively what nuances went wrong and what you need to fix. And, you need to go through an evaluation process to do that. And that's why doing a debrief on your launches, whether you do it formally or informally, right? It's super crucial. I'll have people that'll say to me, my launch failed. And I'll say, oh, okay, tell me about that. So I'll start asking them questions. How many registrations did you have? And, they'll give me the number. And then I'll be like, well, how many sales did you make? And they'll give me the number. And I'll say, well, you closed at 15%. But you barely had any registrations for your launch. Your launch didn't fail. You didn't get enough registrations to achieve the launch outcome that you wanted. Now, you could look at 15 different failure points in a launch, and you could pick out when a component is missed, how that will derail the entire outcome of the launch. And that's not like the universe working against you. That's not like a sign from God that you're not meant to have success, right, with what you're trying to do in your business. It's like we give so much power and meaning instead of just saying like, okay, let's figure out where the assembly line broke down and let's fix it, right? And there's places that assembly lines break down, right? It could be in launch registrations. It could be in getting your registrations to your Facebook group. It could be in connecting with speed and getting people in the nurture process for registrations. It could be in your show up rate. It could be in the pitch. It could be in the repetition of the pitch. It could be in the volume of consultations if you're doing a high ticket. It could be visits to the sales page if you're doing low ticket. Like, there are so many places where if you don't insert emotion and you just go to the data, that you can quickly evaluate what took you off track. But the point of the conversation is this, right? There are so many people right now, I guarantee, that listen to this show that have huge dreams, huge goals, a massive vision for what they want to do, that are not playing full out, that are not putting the ad spend behind their launches, that are not giving themselves the support from a team perspective that they need, that are not making the big, bold, God-inspired moves in their business that they really want to make and need to make and are destined to make because you had a couple failed launches. And who didn't have a couple failed launches in the last couple years? Like, let's be really honest. Things changed so dramatically, and so many components of live launch had to be updated and changed because the market changed so much, because psychology changed so much, because people's financial picture changed so much, that of course you had a couple failed launches. There's always going to be a recalibration period when the economy takes such a severe change in cycle, right? From massive expansion really quickly with cash injection to a massive inflation, which then, you know, kind of collapsed a lot of financial systems, right? So that's to be expected. And the more meaning you give to it, the more that you keep yourself stuck. And what I found is that a lot of times, most entrepreneurs, especially if you've learned to launch, if you've learned live launch in particular, like, you know what to do and you are capable of doing it, but it's the mental game. And it's the psychology of how do you relaunch? How do you reinvent yourself when things get off track? Because a lot of times you do need to step into a new era, like you hear me talk about all the time. A lot of times you do need to put yourself in a completely new energy, reinvent what success is looking like, create alignment, a new alignment for yourself where you are putting yourself in the space of, okay, I've evolved. Now my business is going to evolve with me, and then representing to the world your message, your offer, all of those things to match the person that you are today, to match the offer that you really want to sell, to match the program that you really want to deliver. And that's another huge sticking point. I've seen so many entrepreneurs that are still selling something that they hate to deliver. They're selling something that they don't enjoy. They're selling something that they're no longer aligned with. Whenever you have internal psychological friction like that, you're going to have trouble selling. You're going to have trouble selling because you're not in alignment, right? You're saying yes, right? But your body is saying no. And a lot of times your body, your heart is going to win over your mind in that instance, and you're probably not going to attract people, right? The energetics, the vibration, the friction, like whatever, it's just not going to, it's not going to match, right? So this whole concept of reinvention and relaunch became really big for me about a year ago, because I kept seeing like really successful entrepreneurs that kept getting super stuck, super in their head, slowing down their own growth, stopping launching or selling or whatever. And they just needed like a reset. They just needed a reset. And so if you're listening to this and you've had failed launches, welcome to the club. You are officially an entrepreneur, okay? And if you've had multiple failed launches in the last year, like, there is nothing wrong with you. You didn't do anything wrong. You probably just hadn't yet implemented all the course corrections and changes that we just talked about, right? That I've been talking about and that I taught on in the Live Launch Evolution. But that said, That said, I want you to know that change is the constant and that there's always an opportunity for you to reinvent yourself by bringing new alignment, right? New central focus to what you're doing. And for a lot of people that have been in a business for a while, this is the integration of like faith and spirit and calling. And this is why I've been talking so much about faith leadership and like integrating God into your business, because for a lot of people that have been in business for a while, they're already financially comfortable. They've already achieved a lot of the things that they want to. They're not just totally driven by like achievement or external validation anymore. They want to be mission driven. They want to be purpose fueled. They want to be God centered. And if you're listening to this today and any of this resonates with you, make sure you are not missing the Kairos Live experience, which is actually happening right now. So this episode is being released on Monday, March 11th. And our first session for the Kairos Live experience is today at 12 p.m. Eastern. So if you're not already registered, make sure you scroll down in the show notes below this video and get yourself registered now. Pop on over to the Kairos Leadership Facebook group and don't miss this experience. We're going to be talking about capacity building, up-leveling your identity, stepping into your new era, relaunching your business, and becoming a faith-filled multi-million dollar empire builder that you are meant to be. So I can't wait to see you there. I want to remind you to not give more meaning to a failed launch or a learning launch, we might call it, than needs to be, but instead to just identify the failure point, fix the broken parts, and maybe ask yourself, is it more of a deeper alignment issue with whether it's what you're solving, what you're selling, what you're teaching, and maybe it is time for a relaunch. Maybe it is time for a reinvention, but you're probably less than 3 feet from gold. So come and join me in the Kairos Live experience. I can't wait to see you there, and let's get this transformation going. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.